From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
As September draws near, several events are held to provide aid for children going back to school. This week, we visit the Harborview and Bull Bay communities to find out who is sharing the love. Stay tuned. Scores of children from Harborview and Bull Bay in St. Andrew received educational supplies and free health checks at separate back-to-school treats hosted by wife of the Prime Minister and Member of Parliament, Juliet Holness, last week. The students, ranging from basic up to the high school level, received knapsacks, lunch bags, notebooks and stationery, as well as book vouchers valuing up to $5,000.
We are making every effort to do our small part in alleviating some of the issues. So as it relates to school bags, exercise books, pens, pencils, rulers, sharpeners, that sort of thing, we are making every effort to provide them so that the funds parents have the limited resources, they can also purchase textbooks.
Member of Parliament for East Rural St. Andrew, Juliet Holness. The treats were two of 10 similar events scheduled to take place across the constituency in coming days. Along with the supplies, the kids enjoyed food and entertainment, complete with bounce-abouts, trampolines, snow cones, popcorn and other treats. The Guardian Group Mobile Medical Unit also traveled to the communities providing medical checks, not just for children, but for adults as well.
They do back-to-school medicals and they also do blood pressure check, sugar check, and just a general screening for senior citizens and children who require it.
Mrs. Holness notes that the treats, which are being staged for the second year, have had significant impact on the lives of the beneficiaries.
There are many children who will tell you and their parents, I am grateful for a bag. Some people will think of it as very basic, but it means that they can buy something else with that money, whether it be flour, rice, sugar, whether it be a textbook, it means they have resources to do something else. So there are some children who take their bags to school year after year, even though they are tattered and torn. There are some persons who their parents worry about, where will I get a bag from? And many persons have come back to say thank you because it has helped two or three or four of my children or grandchildren.
Partners also included Sagicor, China Harbour Engineering Company, Pavilion Jewelers, Yellow, Bigger Wholesale, Serendipity Holistic Resort, Patel's, and some individual donors. One Bull Bay resident, Cecilia, who brought her son and grandson, expressed gratitude to Mrs. Holness and all partners who made the event possible.
Many parents can't afford it, like even me, right? So, you know, I'm happy for that. I like it, and it's a good thing for the kids, right? So they can enjoy themselves during the summer, you know, and when they go back to school, they could say to their friends that they enjoy themselves.
Another resident, this time from Harborview, Shelly-Ann Edwards, lauded Mrs. Holness for the initiative.
My son is benefiting today. I think it is a good endeavor that she will give back to the community and to treat the children and to give them something to look forward to go back to school. If you cannot afford books or bags, they will get something to go back to school with.
Other treats also took place at the Dallas Castle and Kintyre Community Centres on August 17. Back-to-school fairs are also set for Dublin Castle, Content Gap and Mavis Bank High School on August 20. Irish Town, Creighton Estate and Savage Pen Playfield on August 22 and Top Maryland and Woodford Two Trees on August 23. That's it for today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, daring you to share the love. Take care and have a good week.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.